Awesome Friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, good. It's good night. I'm excited. I love when people send us in their questions.
And I do too.
We tend to talk a lot about them, but, you know, I like to really look at things from every angle.
I know. We always think we're going to do more than one, but...
we really only get down to one, so we picked our favorite.
Yeah.
So
this
one's from Abby. So Abby writes it. I've recently started dating someone I genuinely like. It's always so nice.
I know. What a relief, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Genuinely liking someone is a...
they're not some weirdo.
Yeah. And if you've been on more than one date, I was a brat. I was like, one date, didn't like you, done. Move on.
I just kept, you know what? I was too nice. So then people would just keep asking me out and I'd be like, okay, I'll go. And then it just felt like it. And it ended up being this weird thing where I kept going out and doing things with these people I didn't really like.
Oh, yeah.
And then they maybe think I like them. So they just
kept
asking.
Well, because you keep saying yes.
What you need to do is just say no.
So what I did
nicely
was I didn't answer my phone. Or at the time I'd be like, hey, tell them I'm out. Tell them I'm gone. Because I mean, I think we had a landline phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a cell phone too, but we have that. So for
whole avoidance.
Yeah, yeah, I was an avoider.
You thought they'd please just get the hint.
You know, and like that is one of my biggest regrets in life is that I didn't have. I didn't have the heart to tell people, you know, that was a really good time, but I just don't.
Me too.
I don't think we connected and it's okay for us to both move on.
I had a really hard time. What is it about getting older where you just, I mean, I still have a hard time, but it's a little easier.
Yeah. Just say thank you. It was a great night. Good
luck
with
life.
You
don't have to be rude. You don't have to be mean.
How do you say that in a nice way? In a way.
Maybe we're not connecting, you know, like we should.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's just, you know, maybe.
Right.
Maybe we're not on the same page or maybe.
So you go out on a date and you tell them at the end of the night, like they go in for the hug.
Yeah.
And you're like, I had such a great time. And then they might say, oh, well, I'd love to see you again. Is that then when you would say?
Yeah. I think you would say, well, I had a really great time too, but I don't see this going anywhere just because, you know, I like
you. I'm too set in my ways.
I like you. You're super nice, but I don't think that this is going to work. I mean, it's just better to say it then.
It is. It is.
It's hard. It's the hardest thing ever.
Because you know right away. Like, don't you think you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was younger, I might not have known myself, but I, you know, I could tell when there was a connection, when there wasn't.
I don't know. I think
or when I was interested and when I wasn't.
Yeah and no. I think sometimes you can be fooled.
You can be fooled by some traits.
I think you can fool yourself.
Okay. Okay. How do you fool yourself?
I think you can fool yourself by wanting something to work out.
Okay.
So,
if I'm on a date with a tall, dark, handsome man, I want that to work out.
Well,
maybe he's not good for me. Am I going to say no?
Maybe it's just attention in any way. You're like, some person's giving you attention. They're asking you out. It's fun. You have a good time. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're like not feeling it, but you're like, but maybe let's try another date. Maybe that will work out. And then you go out on another date. And you know, maybe like there are some yucky things. You get the yucks.
You get the icks.
You get the yucks.
Yeah.
The yucky yucks.
Yeah.
The yucky yucky yucks. And then, you know, they just keep happening. So then it's harder because you've maybe fooled yourself. Maybe you fooled him.
And do you feel obligated at this point? Because, you know, like they've spent a lot of time and maybe even money.
Yeah.
So maybe it's best to do neutral, like financially neutral dates where there's no investment of finances into the date.
I don't know because I think.
Is that the safe way? No?
I don't know because I think you do need to, like my dating gurus on Instagram.
Your dating gurus, what do they say?
They say that men should pay.
Interesting.
Because women put in emotional investment into everything. And so it's the least a man could do is to financially invest.
But a man also puts emotional investment into a date.
I don't know.
Because they may be planning. I mean,
yeah.
Think about the emotional investment required of planning a date.
Sure.
Asking someone out on a date. I mean, that is a huge.
This is not me. This is just the gurus.
I think the gurus are, I don't know.
But also, like, think about men. Mm-hmm. They're big and strong and physically could be dangerous. So a woman is like putting her emotional.
So that is why you go to a public place, mm-hmm. where you are able to leave at your own will, and so that neither party feels obligated, mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. You kind of, like, mm-hmm. take care of yourself.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea. Yes. I mean, kind of, but I also like, yes, I think you mm-hmm. definitely drive and meet somebody there. Mm-hmm. And then so you can leave and you are in a public place where there's lots of other people. But I do think that it's a good way to establish what a man is like. I mean, is your relationship always going to be that it's going to be a mutual thing, or is he going to take care of you?
I mean, I think that the way you set it up right off the gate might be an indicator for that. Like, mm-hmm. if you immediately as a woman are like, nope, I want to split this 50-50, we're keeping it neutral, then that man can expect that, wow, okay, she's going to be able to take care of her own, mm-hmm. versus someone that's like, I need you to be, you know, I want fancy restaurant, I want dressed to the nines, like, this is my expectations, then they're going to expect that, like, they have to mm-hmm. cater to a high-maintenance woman.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, like, it's...
Yeah. Look, I'm all about women's lip. I think women are the most amazing, fabulous, capable mm-hmm. humans on the earth.
Yeah.
But I also think that if you want a relationship with a man, you kind of have to adhere to how men think, and they... do things.
Or what society thinks.
Well, I think it's not necessarily...
We're like pigeonholing them into a gender role. Yeah.
No, I think generally this is what men, they are. They want to be able to take care of a woman. I know this sounds not...
It sounds old-fashioned to me.
It does, but I think it's what men want. They want to be able to say, and okay, it's stroking an ego.
Is it?
Because, look, you're saying you're going to pay for me, and then you're going to thank them, and you're going to stroke their ego and tell them how amazing they are. And then they love it. And then they're going to want to do it more for you.
Okay, so this is where I personally have always gone wrong.
This is just dating. This is not me. This is dating gurus. So, I'm just telling you what my dating gurus say.
Okay, I'm the world's worst, like, when it comes to that, because I was always like, you know, I understand, like, I guess I dated, like, primarily in college, and I knew the financial hardships that, you know, both parties involved.
That was me too. Yes.
And so mm-hmm. I was always hyper aware of, like, you know what? I know you have to pay your rent and your tuition and your bills. And, you know, I don't expect you to pay for all this extra stuff mm-hmm. too. Like, I am totally cool to, like, meet at the park. And I'll bring mm-hmm. some whatever, you bring some whatever.
Well, that's what the dating gurus also say.
Yeah.
As you date, what you can afford.
Yes. I was very fiscally responsible that way.
So if a guy is in college and he can't really afford stuff, well, you figure out how to do a great date that's on your budget.
Okay.
So, you know, you're not going to go to a 5-star Michelin restaurant.
But you hope
you're going to picnic in the park. You're going to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chips and take your date on the,
I had the best picnic in the park frisbee, and then the sprinklers came on.
Oh,
and so we got soaking wet, but we didn't care. We're like, this is cool. And so we're soaking wet. pretty sure we got in the shower after. Like, we're freezing. Let's go get warm.
Look at that. That's just
that's a great date.
That's an opening to some fun, sexy time.
Yeah, that's a fun date.
You don't need to tell us anymore.
So anyway.
Okay. Anyway, what does Abby? We haven't got very far. So, this is what happens with
we
Abby.
We got to the first sentence that she just started dating this person that she genuinely likes. So okay. We're trying to define. Okay.
What does this mean? What is dating and liking someone?
Dating and liking someone? Okay. It means that you date, you go on more than one date, and you genuinely look forward to the next.
Yes. You're like going, okay, yeah.
And we advise you, if you genuinely don't want to go on another date, to just be upfront about it.
Yes, because you're going to find yourself in a bad situation.
Exactly. Okay. So she goes on to say, we've only been out a couple of times, and while I enjoy his company, it's still very new and undefined. So this is what we call...
This is what we've been doing, is trying to define it, which yes. She's probably doing too in her head.
Right.
Yeah.
And okay. People, this is the new term for this, is it's a situationship.
Okay.
It's when you're in a romantic type of a relationship with another person that's not clearly defined. So like you don't know what the boundaries and the rules are. You don't know what your status is with each other.
Okay.
And the scary thing about, I totally get like moving a situationship into a relationship is such a scary move.
Yeah.
Because it's a vulnerable thing. You put the potential for rejection on the table.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't feel good. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's super scary.
Yes, okay. It is. So I understand why she's feeling a little hesitant.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to start moving things along too fast. You're like, what if he's not ready? What if like he's not thinking that way? And then I say this and he's like,
if he thinks I'm trying to be controlling by putting some boundaries out there?
Yeah. What if she's kind of a crazy lady and she's moving too fast and she's like, now she wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're just friends. Like,
yeah. Well, we're just having sex and we're friends. That's all I was thinking. This was, what are you talking about? Relationship here.
Okay. There's a lot of what ifs. So, it's very vulnerable, scary, scary thing to do. We haven't had any conversation about exclusivity, and I'm not sure yet where it's headed.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you've only been on a couple dates, you're still at the getting to know you phase.
Yeah,
you probably don't know what each other's goals are.
That's why it's a little scary. I get it. It's still a little scary. Like, I don't really know. I'm a little nervous about saying something. Okay, so let's
go. At the same time, some friends want to set me up with someone else.
Oh, this is why she's pushed. Okay, that's why this is all.
So she's like, should I accept or should I not? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm torn about whether I should go on the setup date. Mm-hmm. On one hand, I feel like it might be too soon to limit my options when nothing has been defined.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't want to jeopardize something that could potentially grow into a real connection. Yeah, she's kind of in a tough spot because it's like, if I ask you to define it, you could reject me, or you could get cold feet and back away. Or is she thinking that there's a possibility that he might say, I really like you too?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
And if he does that, is she okay with that?
Yeah.
Because then they might have to do something about it. They might actually have to define things.
Yeah.
And she might not. Herself.
She might not. She seems like she's maybe not super ready to do that either, but also she is kind of in a situationship, which is not a relationship, but it's something. And maybe she's not the type of person that wants to be like dating 10 million people. Like,
yeah.
And that might not feel comfortable to her. So she's like a one man person and or one relation, one person.
Yeah. Interesting. So let me ask you this. Is it wrong to go on a couple days with one person, a couple days with another person, go on a couple more with that other the original person?
I mean,
would you consider that like being like cheating if you're only in situationships?
Okay. Like I personally think that if you are not having sex with a person, it's a little more acceptable to kind of maybe date some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you've only been on a few dates. Like, let's say you've gone like 2-3 dates with somebody, haven't had sex, you date a couple other people, you know, same thing.
Are you obligated to tell that other person, oh, I'm going to go out on a date with I'm dating other people?
I mean, I think that you would maybe say. I mean, if it comes up, I mean, you don't go sit down to dinner and be like, by the way, I'm dating 5 other people.
No, you don't call them up. Hey, just want to let you know, so-and-so's taking me out next weekend.
Yeah. So
if you were thinking about taking me out, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night I'm going with John. And then, Tuesday is Jim. So maybe Friday with you.
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
No, that did happen. I totally forgot that I was supposed to go on a date with someone. And then I planned to go on a date with someone else, and they knew each other somehow. I didn't know they knew each other.
Yeah.
And not that I was trying to hide anything, I just simply forgot. And I actually really liked the guy I was originally supposed to go out on a date with. I had a mild crush on him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a heartthrob crush.
Yeah.
But I remember having to call him and be like, I apologize. I feel so bad. I don't think I'm going to be back in time to go out with you on this date. And he was like, what's going on? I was like, I accidentally double-looked,
I heard not like that. He was like,
he was really upset.
So,
he never asked me out again.
Oh, yeah, because that's rough. I mean,
no.
It's hard because, I think it takes more than 2 or 3 days to kind of know if you're interested in somebody more than, just casual.
Yeah.
So if you want to be kind of dating other people, because you don't want to just
throw your eggs in one
basket. And if something
comes, I think dating other people is great because you get to learn what doesn't work for you.
Yeah. And if something like this pops up where a friend is saying, hey, we have somebody that we think you'll get along with and you might want to.
Yeah.
You know, we have.
When it's coming from a friend.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great referral.
Yeah. I do too.
Referral.
So that's because I can see why she's. Yep. I can see why she's kind of.
Yeah. Your friends know you well, and they probably know this other person really well. So I think friends are great matchmakers.
I think they're great matchmakers.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. So her question at the very end is it fair to explore another opportunity this early on? Or should I focus on one person at a time? Unsure in the early stages.
Okay. I mean, she could just say to her friends, hey, I'm actually kind of seeing this person and I like them. I don't know how comfortable I am dating somebody else right now. But I'm not saying no forever. I mean,
I need to take a rain check on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think if she really needs to evaluate how compatible she thinks she is with this person, if she's able to do that.
Yeah.
We might not be able to evaluate that very well. I don't know. I get my vibes pretty immediate.
Yeah.
I do.
I
notice these little things. I'm like, did he open that door for that nice little old lady?
Yeah.
Well, that's two thumbs up. Or, did they listen? Were they polite? Were they respectful? I don't know, just little things.
Yeah. Well, like I said, though,
how much thought did they put into things?
Yeah.
How well are they communicating?
Definitely.
Those simple, subtle things, you're going to pick up on them.
Yeah.
Right away.
Absolutely. But
within one date.
You can sort of railroad yourself. Is that the proper terminology?
I know what you're saying, but I cannot think what it is.
Land-based yourself, railroad yourself.
That sounds really wrong, actually.
Railroad? I did some heavy railroading last night. It was amazing.
I made some pipe all over America.
I was railroading all over America last night. I was surely tired when I woke up this morning.
Breaking luck.
She's railroading herself here.
Yeah. So I just think if she sees there being some good potential with the person that she's been on a couple dates with already, then I would say rain check that.
If she's getting good vibes and things are going well,
and she doesn't have to ask to define the relationship yet.
No.
Get your vibe on.
Because if it feels like it's too early, she doesn't need to say by the way, do you mind if I go out on a date with another guy?
I don't think that's a conversation you ever want to have with another person.
Yeah, because it already means that you're already quit, maybe going to go.
You're putting them in a spot where you're okay, well, do I need to tell you we're in a relationship or not? You're asking without asking it.
Yeah.
And it's too soon to do that.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Just see where things go.
Yeah.
and rain check that with your friends.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
Just tell your friends, hey, I'm kind of interested in this guy. I'm seeing him. I feel uncomfortable maybe going out with this fella that you're, you know, recommending. But certainly, I don't know where this is going. And if it doesn't go anywhere and your fella is single still, I would like to maybe
explore that. I think this is the biggest crux of relationships.
Yeah.
It's like the timing factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, like.
Well, and that is destiny, I think. You just have to let that happen.
Yeah.
Because if you're pushing too hard to make anything happen, it's not supposed to be, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think if you let things go and roll with them, that's how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be with Chuck.
Chuck's number one? That's the referral.
Chuck is the friend's fella.
Good to know.
No, that sounds
would
like
you date
friend's
a guy
boyfriend.
Named Chuck?
Yeah, I would. I like Chuck. He sounds like a good old guy, you know? Chuck. Hey, my little Chuck. Meet my Chucker.
I just think of that. How much wood would Chuck chuck?
Chuck. Ooh, he can chuck a lot of my wood.
You don't have.
Well, maybe I should get some.
I see where this is going. Railroading again.
Yes. You're going railroad.
Well, that was great.
I'm going to railroad this situation right out of the park.
I think you have. Thank you. So that's our advice for you.
Yeah, I think we nailed that one.
So many wood.
Oh, God. Yeah, where's my wood brain
going
to?
Wood on the brain.
I do. I love
nailed
that
wood. It. Into the wood.
I love other wood. To clear this up, I don't have wood, but.
I'm like, God, what would we like to have a penis?
I know. Maybe that's where this is coming from. I want one, but it would be interesting.
Slightly jealous of the fact that you're meeting in places that would be difficult for a woman aren't as difficult.
Yes, we've talked about this. This is why I have my shiwi.
Yeah, I don't have one. And
oh,
I,
we need to get you a shiwi.
Scary.
Okay, we have to get you. We have to get you a shiwi, and we'll practice this summer. We're going to become very good at shiwiing.
I will say, I don't know if you know this, but like. I don't think I'd need a shiwi because we were going kayaking.
Yes.
Kayaking. And I was like, hey, I don't need to squat. I don't need to pull my shorts down. I just to the side and I totally peed in front of everyone.
Yes. But I didn't disgusting. Know. Because Well, I mean, you do have that down, I will say.
I'm amazing at it, but you have to have a good, strong strain to make that work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I still think you need to know how to use a shiwi.
Fair.
We need to get you one and we're going to practice.
This is the beauty of, having to pee and in random weird places at work.
I know. Like, because what if you're at a festival?
For me, it's like I'm driving from one person's home to one person's home and there's no toilets because sometimes in the boonies.
Oh, yeah. And you need a shiwi?
I mean, yeah. There have been times where I'm just like open both doors and do what I have to do.
All right. Yeah. You need
there's no toileting opportunity for a long time.
Yeah. All right. I know what your next birthday present's going
to
be.
Thank you. I can't wait to learn how to use that.
Well, you need it beforehand, before your birthday, because your birthday is at the end of summer. So
I know. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it for that.
Okay. This is going to be your Easter present.
And then I'll get to know what it's like to have wood.
Yeah, me too. Well, I kind of know because I use my shiwi sometimes. But I think of it like not that I go to festivals, but let's say you're at a festival.
Okay.
Music. Festival and you have a fanny pack and you have your shiwi in your fanny pack and you have to pee in the middle of everything and you can just
you're standing on a lawn, there's like bodies pressed against each other, you're gonna whip out a shiwi.
Yes.
Like every festival
you're gonna you're gonna have to wear a skirt as well.
Where this is not gonna go. I'm not hanging. But those lines can be, for the porta potties, can be brutal. Yeah.
So we'll keep you all posted on how our festival shiwiing goes.
Not happening. Not doing it. I love it so much.
I am.
Though.
I'm doing it. I've got a vision.
I can see.
All right.
I love it so much. So anyway, these are our dreams. And good luck, Abby. I hope the non-Chuck works out for you.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I think you're making the right choice. You already made it already.
Yeah.
In your brain. I think she knows.
The fact that she's hesitating, I think she knows.
I think so too.
So.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Well,
send us your questions. Go to our website and you have to type it in like this, www.myperfectromance.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you can send us your questions and we'll talk about it and maybe some other things too.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.